Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
LSU's bucket tonight in Lexington, I thought was a good call. I hate to say it because you guys are another one of those blue bloods that gets every call at Rupp Arena. Six ways till Sunday. You get every call, every game. Duke, North Carolina, Kansas, and Kentucky, they get all the calls always. Do they not? I mean, it is so blatantly obvious. It's not even funny. Can't even argue it. So to see them get shafted on a call was one of the great things in sports I've seen so far in 2019. It's taken, you know, a month and a half, but I think the best thing I've seen in a month and a half is not the Super Bowl, which was boring. It was that LSU got a call tonight at Rupp at the end of the game on a tip-in. I did not feel when I first saw it, when I first saw the ball on the rebound put back, I thought that it was sketchy. I was like, you know, the very first time I saw it, I thought it's, you know, inside the cylinder and it should not count. And then when I saw it over and over and over, the more I saw it, every time I saw it, to me, the ball was out. The ball was out of the cylinder and I thought it was a good put back. I thought the call was correct and I thought LSU deserved to win the game. That's that. And as far as Duke goes, that incredible comeback, they're going to be showing that forever. And what I think more importantly for Duke was not that they won that game at all. I think what that does is I think that puts a giant, like literally Game of Thrones size sword in the chest of the Louisville Cardinals. How do you recover from blowing a game like that? That's the beginning of the end, isn't it? I mean, I hate to say it. I think Louisville's a really tough team, but I think that's going to take something out of them. I really do. I don't know how you recover from that. I don't know how you go to practice tomorrow and not, hang your head. I mean it. Like, how do you, like, walk out onto campus tomorrow knowing that you guys were dancing around? Did you see them dancing around all night like the game was in the bag? And then even in the second half, they led by 23. They were dancing around and high-fiving and laughing and you know, partying and putting on they were showtime, right? And then they blew it. They melted down like an ice cream cone. They blew that game. I thought Louisville choked more than I thought Duke did anything special. I thought Duke did a hell of a job playing defense and getting, you know, transition buckets off of Louisville mistakes. Down the stretch, for sure. They stole the ball a bunch of times and got buckets. And I thought they hit big threes and the big free throws. And I'll say this. I thought, without a doubt, the kid's foot was in the circle. So the basket, you know, the charge call on Duke was wrong. And they were correct to reverse it, right, and give Duke the free throws. I think Duke gets every call in every game, particularly when they're at Cameron Indoor. But I thought that tonight they got the call right. For once, I'm going to admit it. I thought they got it right. The kid's foot was in the cylinder. It was in the circle, right? So your foot's in the circle. It's a blocking foul. That's it. No questions asked. So they gave him the two free throws. He hit them, and they won the game by two. That was an incredible comeback, but I thought it was more of a meltdown by Louisville. Carver, would you agree with that? And do you feel that this will hurt Louisville going forward, that they may not recover from that agonizing choke?
I think it's going to come down to how they respond to Mac. You know, Mac's going to go in there probably at practice tomorrow, and if they respond to him, they'll be okay. There's still enough time left here where even if it got them down for a game or two, you still got, you know, a couple weeks before you start to get to championship week and then the NCAA tournament. They've got time to recover from this, but it could definitely hurt them in the short term, that's for sure. I thought that Duke played really well. I get it was a meltdown by Louisville. But Duke is so good that you give them even the slightest opportunity, they're going to go and take it. And that's exactly what they did tonight.
Mafia, do you think this will hurt Louisville or it was just another night at the office for Duke? Because I thought it was a huge comeback, but I thought for me it was more of a meltdown.
It's definitely a punch in the gut, especially when you're at home and you're doing that in your floor in front of your fans who's behind you the whole time. But I think Duke's just on another level. We've talked about this over and over this year that there isn't a situation where there's like, oh, 8 or 10 teams that are going to contend for the title. It's really Duke and everybody else. You know, if they get knocked off, it's going to be a surprise because they're just so much better than everyone. So I think they just showed that again tonight.
UNLV beat Air Force, but I got to look at the number there because I think I know they covered. They were getting 8.5. Air Force covered for me. That was good. And Arkansas came storming back, but they still lost to Missouri by 1. Mississippi State beat Alabama 81-62. K-State won in Austin. I hit that game. I hit the Mississippi State game. I hit the UNLV Air Force game both ways, money line and spread. I hit Marquette on the road at DePaul. St. John's to win, Butler plus the points, covers. There's no one on the face of the earth that can tell me that they bet on Penn State tonight with their 0-for conference record. Their first win in conference play the entire season. They upset Michigan 75-69. They're still 9-15, and their coach is going to get fired, even though he won that game tonight. You know it, I know it. Davidson beat Fordham. I hit that game. I hit LSU spread. I hit Drake on the road at Southern Illinois. Hit Bowling Green to win and Central Michigan plus the points. Buffalo and Akron, I could swear. Am I wrong on that one? I don't know. They lost by 6. I think they may have been getting more than that at home. Michigan State burned me in Kohl Center. They beat Wisconsin. I told you Georgia doesn't matter, even with the kid they got recruiting. They got whacked tonight in College Station, 73-56. Western Michigan won their first conference game. They beat Northern Illinois, but they sucked too. BC beat Pitt. I hit that both ways. And then San Diego State, a winner over Colorado State. I hit that both ways. I lost the St. Joe's game, and I got burned on Purdue. I actually took Purdue. They were up at the half by 8, and then they got outscored 40-18 in the second half and just crumbled in College Park against the Terps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.